I have to say, I've been thinking about the egoic trance state for some time now. And when I was putting together what I wanted to say today, after a while I started feeling kind of heavy. And I thought, wow, I don't want this to for you all to feel heavy. And I really start thinking about how important it is for us to have a balance in life. So although we're all here to break through this egoic trance state, we can do it also in ways that, of course, we have to do it in a very disciplined way, and it is serious, but we can also balance it through joy and laughter. So remember that this can also be fun at times as I go through this. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the egoic trance state this morning, but first I'm going to throw out two questions for you to think of, and we're going to come back to these later. So, is it possible that who you think you are, you may not be? I'll say it again. Is it possible for who you think you are that you may not be? Okay. And then the other question is, how often do you feel like there's just more to you than what you're currently living? Yeah, I think most of us feel that way. Okay. So I'm going to come back to these questions. But thank you. The reason why, at least I feel, that we need to look at the egoic trance state is because it really does keep us into a dream state. And a dream state keeps us into believing false beliefs about ourselves. And I have to say, all the thoughts that we have about ourselves are really imaginary. So think about that for a bit. All the thoughts we have about ourselves are imaginary. And the dream state is the ego state. Okay, so I'm going to go through basically the function of the ego state is to keep us locked into the past, locked into self-limiting ideas. And its primary job is to keep us into ideas about ourselves that are not true. And we all do that. So I'm going to go through some conditions that will help you identify when you're in the egoic trance state, because we're not always in it. We have these moments of clarity when we can see the truth. So let me go through some of these. We can go on and on. I'm not going to go through everything. And just notice if you can say yes to any of these. So, you know when you're stuck in the egoic trance state, when your life stalls. You know when your life is more about suffering than joy. You know when you want approval of someone else. How many times do we want approval of someone when we don't know quite well? They're a special person, like, you just want some approval. When you feel in conflict, when you hear a voice telling you what you can't do, when you hear an internal critical voice, oh, this is a good one, when doubt stops you from doing something you really want to do, something you would love to do, when you feel like you're on a merry-go-round but you can't get off, you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you really don't have an understanding about why you're doing it, and you don't know how to bump off that merry-go-round. When you feel separate from others, when you feel alone, and when you know there's more to your life, but you can't seem to get there. So if you can say yes to any of these conditions, that means you're believing a falsehood about yourself. And this falsehood is what locks you into self-limitation. And it keeps you from really listening to the guidance from your soul. So, how can we get unstuck? How can we become awake from the egoic trance? We can go back and we can trace our history, our childhood. We can look at the culture that we've grown up in. We can do all that, and we can have some understanding on an intellectual level, but it doesn't really get us out of this dream state. You know, reviewing our history just has a limited ability for us to bump out of it. Because what we're doing is we're really revisiting a story about ourselves. And so when we look at something that's, that we feel kind of Velcro to, something in our past, and you can't get out of it, it's a story that you believe about yourself that's not true. So often what we end up doing is, well, we'll look at it from a different way and we'll create another story. Does it feel better with this story? Okay, no, that's not working. Let me tweak it and think of another story to explain why something happened, why I'm feeling the way I am. So when you're doing that, you're in that kind of merry-go-round stuckness in the egoic trance, in the dream. You haven't bumped out of it yet. So we really have to look at it from a different perspective. And we have to look at our lives from outside the egoic trance state. And this is a real jump in consciousness. And I know you've all had moments when you've done this. You have this moment of insight, like, oh, okay, I get it. And you just feel it through your whole body. And you know it's true. And I have to say, this is our journey. This is why we're really here, is to break through all these illusions that we have about ourselves. What's true and what isn't true. To break through this egoic trance state. To break through this dream that we're living in. You know, people tell me all the time, or they'll ask me, they don't know what their purpose in life is. They really want to know, what's my purpose, you know, and generally people tend to think it's their job. Well, your purpose in life is much bigger than your job. It's not your job. And I have to say, we really all share the same purpose in life. We all go about it in different ways, which we need to do because we're all very unique. And we have different ways, but our purpose is to wake up from this dream, to wake up from the illusions that we have about ourselves, to see these false ideas and images of ourselves and realize, well, that's not us. I'm much more than that. There's more to me. Well, I have to say, everything that you have in your life is really a prop, and it's circumstances that you create that will trigger you to start looking at yourself in a new way. And then you have a choice whether you're going to do that or not. So when you're suffering in some way, you're in pain in some way, you know then you are in that egoic trance state. So you got to start looking at it from a different way. Now, I say all the spiritual masters and mystics called the egoic trance state a dream state. And they were not speaking metaphorically. They were describing it accurately. So the dream state is really being unaware of truth and reality. And I know, and we all do it at times, that there's a big resistance to looking at our own shadow, the looking at these illusions, the looking at these falsehoods we have. We just don't want to look at it. And, you know, sometimes people will say to me, you know, I don't have any shadow. And yet they're struggling in some aspects of their life. So if you're struggling in some aspect of your life, that means you're in a dream state, at least in that area. And when we have obstacle after obstacle, these obstacles don't just come externally. We call them to us. And we call them to us, one, because we're in that dream state, we're believing something's not true. So we're creating an obstacle and then it materializes. But when it does, and we're willing to confront it, we can then start breaking that dream state. It gives us an opportunity to say, okay, is this idea, this thought I'm having true? Is this really true about me? Because the truth doesn't hurt. What you hear, the truth hurts, but the reality is it really doesn't. So when you're hurting, when you're in pain, you're seeing these obstacles, you need to look at it like, I'm seeing this in a very false way.
So it's giving you an opportunity at that time to start looking at it differently from a different vantage point. Now, historically, there's been very few people who have woken up from this egoic trance state. I want to say that absolutely everyone can wake up from the dream state. That's why we're here. Wake up. And, you know, and you all know that. You know, and you feel it inside. You feel like you're being called inside, that you just know there's more to you. And some of you are nodding. Yeah, okay. So that calling within is your soul really calling you to remember the beauty of your soul and to let these falsehoods just dissolve into nothingness. So what I think, let's now go on a quiet journey into our soul. Okay, so I'd like you all just kind of close your eyes for a few moments and relax. And you just release any tension you may still have lingering in your body, anything that I might have triggered when I was talking about the dream state. Okay, just breathe. And just take another breath. And another breath. And just know that you're surrounded by brilliant, beautiful, healing light. And within this light, all is possible. Your fears can dissolve. Your light can shine. You are capable of change, knowing it is leading you to a new beginning. So, dear creative source of all, I am willing to change. Show me my deepest fear. Let me see clearly. I am releasing fear into your light now. Knowing it will dissolve and set me free. I am willing to receive grace. The healing light of love. There is no judgment. Only love that surrounds me. And supports me. In my journey. I am a child of light. And a vessel of love. I am truly one with all. I am willing to be graced with truth. I am willing and prepared to act upon the truth.
I recognize truth is a force of God that guides my life forward. Allow yourself to feel the presence of healing energy surrounding you in this moment. You may please bring your attention slowly back into the room.